Psyching. Psyching. Dimly, he had been horror-struck by his fellow warriors' attitudes. Some had actually complained at being left out of the big show. None of them, it seemed, felt as he did. They stood about, talking, gesturing, laughing. A slight hint of nervousness, of course. But that was damn well not enough. Are they insane? He wondered. They actually have faith in fools who would throw us into armed combat by the thousands after less than a year of training? Madness, he thought. But again, only a small bit of him thought anything at all. Psyching. Psyching. The wall, formerly a bland shade of confident blue, turned suddenly white. The 100 regulars assumed formation behind him. Attention, said the CO unnecessarily. His voice sounded deliberately bored. Psyching. Psyching. Yellow light appeared at the edges of the screen. It flowed smoothly toward the center in what the psychs had called color comfort pattern. Look alive, said the CO. Someone coughed directly into his microphone. There were several nervous titters. Shut up there, said the CO. Psyching. Psyching. Red bands began their pulsing march across the screen. Good luck, ladies and gentlemen, purred the even-toned voice of the transit control officer. Go get 'em, urged someone else in the booth. Don't worry, assured a warrior, a fierce female voice. Shut up, growled the CO with a nervous edge to his tone. Psyching. Psyching. As the red square formed and pulsed, Felix, against all orders and procedures, reached behind his back and disengaged his rifle. He held it in front of him at the ready, safety off. Someone cleared a throat to speak, possibly to object, to chew him out, but it was too late. The red square flashed to green, and all were moving forward, and there was loud breathing from some, and no breathing at all from most, and stunned shock from the inhabitants of the transit control booth when they saw that the lead man, the scout, had goddamn near hit the far wall, and,